Hey, sorry, babe, if I interrupted anything. On the way here. Oh. Yeah, no, don't worry about it. I was just wondering if you might be able to stop by my dressing room. No, it's not an emergency. I guess I should have phrased that differently. But yeah, no, the runway show is still on. It's Don't worry, yeah, everything with that's fine. I'm sorry if that made you worry. I'm just kind of I don't know. I'm not as happy as I thought I would be. I'm more anxious than I think I've ever been for a show. Well, you know it's a big designer, right? Yeah, it's a really big designer, and I've always wanted to work with them, but I don't know. When I was at the casting, I was nervous and anxious and everything, but now it's just real. I'm being surrounded by so many gorgeous women. It's, I don't know. I guess I just wanted you here to be there. I guess, I don't know. You always, I don't really think that's the right word to put for it, but comfort me and just being there. I know, but you're also my boyfriend. You're kind of obligated to say that. Love you, babe. Oh, yeah, no, hair and makeup is good. Everything went smoothly. They had to cut my hair a little bit. I had a lot of dead ends, so I understood. I mean, besides my face feeling like I have 20 pounds of makeup. Yeah, I have a last minute fitting in 45 minutes. Hair and makeup got finished early. Yeah, I was supposed to still be in the chair for another 20, but the lady who was working on me went really fast. What? You should be focusing on driving, babe. I know you're not looking at me, but still. You do know how happy I am that you're dating me, Don't play like that, I'm serious. I mean, when we first started dating, I thought you were just going to be, I guess, a fling. That's mostly what I hear about all the time when I'm with my friends, talking about them dating somebody, and then after they got the excitement of being with a model and someone pretty like that, they just up and leave. But I don't know, after my first date, I was head over heels and I felt something different with you. No, not that way. You have such a dirty mind. I was meaning I felt something different in the way of just how you generally cared about me. And how you didn't, I guess, call me what my job title was. Or just, I guess, focused everything on how I physically looked. I know it's the bare minimum and I should expect more, but I'm glad that you did that for me. And I'm glad that you look past me just being pretty and actually look at me. Plus, you have to deal with a lot of back and forth of everything I go through mentally with this job. You mean you're there when I cry? You're there when I scream because I booked a job I wanted? You're there when I need just someone there to comfort me? You're always just loving towards me. I've always been like this, stupid. I guess me just being really anxious and everything and just seeing other women at the show and how they're treating their boyfriends or girlfriends or just partners. You treat me differently and I'm thankful for that. I just wanted to let you know and I guess I did get sappy on you. But, you know, I'm always soft around you, so I guess it really isn't that big of a shock. Yeah, I know. I mean, we've been on FaceTime this entire time you've been driving, and I've seen you reject FaceTime calls for your own mother when we're in the car. So even that is really special to me. How far away are you now? Really? Another... You just said it was 9, now it's 10. I guess. No, I just really want to hug you, babe. Besides, when you finally get here, I'm only going to have 10 minutes before my fitting. And then after that, you have to go get your seat and the show's starting, so... I'm so looking forward to dinner tonight, though. You know, the diet I've been on has been killer. I'm so excited to eat. Yeah, I'm surprised you remembered her. Yeah, she pulled out of the show last minute. Her and her boyfriend found out that she actually was pregnant, so she didn't want to do anything with the dieting process and affect the baby, which is totally normal. Mm-hmm. I'm modeling the clothes she was supposed to do, so I'm a little bit more stressed about that as well, since I'm having to rush between two different wardrobes. I'm feeling better. Another thing that's amazing about you, babe, you have a way of just being able to get my mind off of something. I mean, if we're just talking about someone else or something mundane as me wanting a burger tonight, you always brighten my mood and I'm feeling a lot less anxious now. Don't get me wrong, I still want to hold you and hug you before the show, but I'm feeling so much better. You're so silly. Huh? No way, you're here already? Okay, I'm in room 213. Thank you so much for this, babe. Yeah, I'll see you in my room, okay? Love you.